The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Getting to know McHugh, getting to know all about McHugh, getting to like McHugh, getting to hope McHugh likes me.
And me.
And me.
It really sounds like this is about us and not
you. Getting to know McHugh, getting to K with a splitty, with us weekly on 680.
We have such good production around here. Colin McHugh, happy Friday. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better after that song, honestly.
Always. It puts you in a good mood. It really, really does. What does Colin McHugh do on a day off back home after? I mean, it wasn't a long road trip, but I'm sure you were ready to get back. What'd you do?
I mean, the boys got in. We got in about 4 a.m., so we tried to get some rest if we could yesterday. give ourselves a little old glow before we crank it up this weekend. But, yeah, not too much. Nice, honestly, spring in Atlanta is kind of perfect. So I got out, walked around a little bit, got in the yard. But other than that, trying to take it easy.
So how does it work for baseball dad who, I mean, you're dad, no matter what, you're just dad. But like for every dad, no matter how miserable their day was at work or how long it worked or how great, you walk in the door and typically people are, you know, running at you, kids and wives and the whole thing. Now you get in at 5 in the morning, so it's a little different. But how much of a break do they actually give you?
You know, I pick up from school and we went straight into it. A lot of energy. It's good. That's kind of like what I live for. It gets me excited about. And yeah, we went to a little Disney immersive experience over in Atlanta. If you haven't done it yet,
how is that?
Go check it out. It's fun. It's great. Kids loved it. They're running around in a big room. You know, you feel like you're really in a Disney movie. Ooh. So, we did that last night, had a blast and, about last week of school. So we're about to start. Parents are about to get some some real parenting work here in the summer soon.
So Bray's back from the road. I'm like, all right, what's up on the schedule? And I see that the next road trip, I'll skip all the way there. Next road trip starts in Oakland. I was watching game a couple of weeks ago. Honestly, there's like 400 people there. Does it affect you when you got to bring your own party like that? Because it literally, there's like 400, maybe 500 folks in that big giant stadium out there. And you got three coming up.
You know, we're pretty lucky in the sense that no matter where we go, it's pretty much at least, you know, 30 to 40% Braves fans out there. You know, they travel well. They're all the way across the country, as we know well from our TBS days. So, I imagine in a place like Tampa, a place like Oakland, a place where we're not drawing super great, we're going to tip the scales over there in terms of making it a home game.
So before you head on the road, this is a 10 game homestand, meaning you'll sleep in your own bed now for 10 or 11 nights. Are you one who is a creature of habit that you sort of like the road because you know your routine, or I want to be home, see everybody as much as possible, so I'll deal with some of the little inconveniences of just normal everyday life?
It's changed a little bit over the years, I think. When I was a younger fella, I could probably go out and enjoy the road a little bit more of, just being in different cities. I still love traveling. I love being in the cities, but I do my walking around and stuff in the mornings now instead of at night.
Safer that way.
Much safer, yeah. And honestly, the sleep comes a lot more in bunches on the road, so I try and get as much as I can there.
All right, Colin, we're going to go back to the open and the split-fingered fastball thing that fits our tune but doesn't really fit your profile. I was reading Bruce Sutter said this about the split finger. He says, I can make it break either way with one finger. He says it goes 55 feet and then explodes. All right, first of all, what's he talking about? And if it's that easy, can you go out and throw a split-finger fastball tonight?
Dude, I have tried so many times to try and throw every type of changeup that you can imagine, including a splitter. And I've talked to Kirby a bunch about it because he's got a nasty one. And I don't know whether it's the shape of my hands or I got kind of small fingers or what the case is, but the splitter that I throw, it does not explode at 55 feet. It might explode at 12 feet out of my hand. Hmm. Into the over my catch play's head.
So they pick up the break.
It's a problem. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just, it's not it for me. I'm more of a breaking ball guy. I've always been.
Colin McHugh with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line, brought to you by Dupree Plumbing. Make sure you check out Dupree Plumbing at DupreePlumbing.com. So, Colin, I want to go over a bunch of things with you. So we do what's called a wing in an idea every day. It's just kind of a throwaway question that we find out about the audience. So I want to run some of these by you to see where your answers are. So what are you watching right now show-wise? Because, you know, everybody's hot and heavy over Succession and Ted Lasso and a few others. What are you watching?
I am watching Succession. I'm trying to catch up because, and no spoilers, I'm trying to, like, stay off of anything that's going to tell me what's going on. So I'm still on season two. I'm trying to catch up, but I'm doing my best in between all the other things I got going on.
What is the TV show you were embarrassed to admit you watched?
Oh, I wouldn't say I'm embarrassed. I unashamedly love The Great British Baking Show, and we'll watch that any day at any time because it's like a massage for my brain.
Was there a TV show that you thought ran a season or two too long?
I mean, Lost. I was deep into Lost for a long time. Like, you know, I was keeping track of all the questions and whether they were answered or not. And when we got to that last season, I was like, we've gone off the rails, guys. We really have. And there was no coming back from it. So I probably could have just ended a season or two before that, and I'd have been happy.
Good for you. I quit it after 3 years. They had so many unanswered questions. I was like, I'm done. I couldn't do it. I did the same with The Walking Dead. I was like, you got to wrap something up somewhere for me. What was the last time you had fast food, and what was it?
I had Cookout about, let's call it 10 days ago before we left for this last road trip. And Cookout's fantastic because you can get 40 different kinds of shakes, and I can get a corn dog with a side of
strong
other corn dogs.
Yes.
So, you
strong.
Know, what else are you going to need?
Listen, the corn dog is such an underrated,
it
lovely,
is.
Like,
yep.
So
roll
good.
Agree.
Yeah.
Fully agree.
The 80s movie that still holds up.
Oh, gosh. There's so many good ones. I like Breakfast Club still. I watched that not too long ago. I think that one still slaps. Encino Man.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Brendan Fraser, you know, if you haven't seen Oil,
that might have ticked into the 90s, though, so I'll let it go, but that might have been early 90s.
I was born in 87, so I didn't have a ton of time just, you know, like getting seasoned in the 80s. The early 90s is really my sweet spot.
I understand. What was your wedding song?
A couple. One was by Ray LaMontagne, who is still one of my favorite artists.
We had a couple too, Colin. We have something in common. Colin's appearance on the program brought to you by Dupree Plumbing, family owned and earned Atlantis Trust for over 65 years. Go to DupreePlumbing.com. Remember, save $50 on your next home plumbing service at DupreePlumbing.com. Colin, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Go get him this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, we will. Good to see you guys.
Appreciate it, my friend. There he is, Colin McHugh on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. He was brave enough. That's fine. Listen, we've all been there. A lot of us have been there.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY. And there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required. And they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.